Simon & Schuster Audio presents Devil Bones by Kathy Reichs. Read by Linda Emond.
My name is Temperance Daisy Brennan. I'm 5'5", feisty, and 40+. Multi-degreed, overworked, underpaid. Dying. Slashing lines through that bit of literary inspiration, I penned another opening. I'm a forensic anthropologist. I know death. Now it stalks me. This is my story. Merciful God! Jack Webb and Dragnet reincarnate. More slashes. I glanced at the clock. 2:35. Abandoning the incipient autobiography, I began to doodle. Circles inside circles. The clock face. The conference room. The UNCC campus. Charlotte. North Carolina. North America. Earth. The Milky Way. Around me, my colleagues argued minutiae with all the passion of religious zealots. The current debate concerned wording within a subsection of the departmental self-study. The room was stifling. The topic poke me in the eye dull. We'd been in session for over 2 hours, and time was not flying. I added spiral arms to the outermost of my concentric circles, began filling spaces with dots. 400 billion stars in the galaxy. I wished I could put my chair into hyperdrive to any one of them. Anthropology is a broad discipline comprised of linked subspecialties. Physical, cultural, archaeological, linguistic. Our department has the full quartet. Members of each group were feeling a need to have their say. George Petrella is a linguist who researches myth as a narrative of individual and collective identity. Occasionally, he says something I understand. At the moment, Petrella was objecting to the wording reducible to four distinct fields. He was proposing substitution of the phrase divisible into. Charissa Bickham, a Southwestern archaeologist, and Jennifer Roberts, a specialist in cross-cultural belief systems, were holding firm for reducible to. Tiring of my galactic pointillism and not able to reduce or divide my ennui into any matters of interest, I switched to calligraphy. Temperance, the trait of avoiding excess. Double order, please. Side of restraint, hold the e-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?